From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqta al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. That happened Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months, this man among them. Hassanian Ali said today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech earlier Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry traveling to Geneva today for talks on the Syrian situation. He wants to deal with the ongoing effects to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. Meantime, about 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least 5 people. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in the shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April the 22nd. Among those killed were at least 50 in a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders that was hit in an airstrike. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and then it sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people who were aboard that doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants have perished at sea. This is VOA News.